You are listening to a sermon by Evan Kreider, recorded on Sunday, January 2, 2022, at Point Grey Inter-Mennonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
9 days ago, much of the world, Christians and non-Christians alike, celebrated Christmas. But that did not mean that everybody agreed on who or what this infant Jesus was or is. But first, a story. There was this fellow walking down the street in New York City on his way to an appointment, and he glanced at his watch and realized it had stopped. He looked around, and as luck would have it, he sees a small shop window filled with clocks. He enters the shop and asks if the shopkeeper can fix his watch. But the shopkeeper says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I don't repair watches. Actually, I'm a mohel. A mohel, I do circumcisions for our synagogues." So the fellow asks, "Then what's with all the clocks?" And the shopkeeper looks at him directly and replies, "And what would you like me to put in the window?" Even Janice got it. Yesterday, January 1st, was the Feast of Circumcision, a feast not often celebrated by Mennonites. In fact, this feast day is downplayed in most churches these days. I have seen Renaissance and medieval paintings depicting the circumcision, but due to some discomfort about this feast day, many churches now celebrate January 1st as the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, since Jewish baby boys were both circumcised, as John read, and named on the eighth day. And nowadays, New Year's Day celebrations so completely overshadow everything that we tend to forget that there even is a liturgical theme for January 1st. However, the early church fathers did not overlook this event in the life of Jesus. Those men set aside specific days of the liturgical year to remind us to reflect on what they believed were important events in Christ's life. The Annunciation, the birth, Jesus' baptism, death, resurrection, ascension. They also included circumcision. Why? A talk I read by Father Frank Saint-Amour pointed out that the circumcision of Jesus highlights two important things: the humanity of Jesus and the Jewishness of Jesus. First, the humanity of Jesus. Who was or is this Jesus whose birth we just celebrated? And when did he become what he was or is? The Bible hints at answers, but never directly answers this question head on. Consequently, early Christians studied Scripture and concluded radically different things. Some early Christians concluded that Jesus was basically a spirit come down from heaven, who then looked and acted like a man, but was not really a human being. Their main point was, how can Yahweh die? Other early Christians concluded that Jesus was only a normal, but very good and righteous, man, one who was later raised from the dead by God, went to be with God, and received God-given authority and power. Still other early Christians concluded that Jesus was, somehow, fully human and fully divine. For 400 years, these diverse conclusions divided the church into major factions as people continued grappling with the mystery, yes, the mystery, of Jesus somehow being both human and divine. Finally, not one, but a series of Roman emperors was persuaded by what became the Catholic faction of the Church, which was also the largest faction, and the emperor decreed that henceforth all Christians must believe in the full humanity and the full divinity of Jesus. And that is the way it remains in our creeds and in our Mennonite statements of faith today. So while other feasts highlight the divinity of Christ, the Feast of Circumcision balances this by reminding us of the humanity of Jesus the Christ. Yesterday's feast also reminds us of the Jewishness of Christ. Jesus was a Jew. His real name was Yeshua, which Greek writers then translated to Jesus, or Jesus. As the years passed, the followers of Yeshua became increasingly Gentile, and as the centuries progressed, the Jewishness of Jesus was increasingly downplayed, and this had serious consequences for society. But Jesus was a Jew through and through. He was not a Christian, he was a Jew. Now, what does all of this have to do with us? As modern-day Anabaptists, men and women alike. For me, the first thing is that yesterday's feast day reminds me that the Jews felt that they were called to be a people of God. Anabaptists feel the same way, although we express it differently. We become a people, in part, through joining our church. We do not teach infant baptism, we teach adult baptism, arguing that you should not be baptized without first giving a consent as an adult. And this has been the Anabaptist way since the 1500s. However, the Anabaptist way was not the Jewish way. The baby Jesus had no say about his circumcision, not even a symbolic vote. At the ripe old age of 8 days, he was laid on his back on the table, vulnerable to the life of the local synagogue's mohel, who circumcised all the baby boys of the synagogue. For the baby Jesus, circumcision was not about making a personal decision. His circumcision was about his parents wanting him to become part of a people, about his being admitted to his parents' community of faith in a symbolic way. Yeshua, or Jesus, would later decide for himself just how to believe and how to act, but for now, even though he was an infant, he was thought to be fully Jewish. He was in step with all the other lads his age in their community of faith. Some parents request that their Mennonite communities of faith offer child dedication ceremonies for their newborn children, which can be our way of signaling that a child is becoming one of our community, a community based on faith. The child can then later decide whether or not actually to join the community of faith in a formal way. So, circumcision is about belonging to a community of faith. The Feast of Circumcision also reminds me to reflect on the mystery of Christ's incarnation, both on his humanity and divinity. Sadly, in my case, all I can do is reflect on it. I dare not feel that I need to understand it, because I do not. Consequently, I seldom reflect on this puzzling mystery. I seem more interested in other things more tangible than the incarnation. Finally, the Feast of Circumcision reminds me that Jesus, Yeshua, was a bona fide Jew. A Jew who went to the temple a Jew who worshipped God in the temple, a Jew who undoubtedly offered sacrifices to God in the temple, who paid his temple tax, and he was a Jew who tried to reform the temple. As a Jew, not as a Christian. The feast of the circumcision of Jesus therefore reminds me to reflect on things I often take for granted, to reflect on my belonging to this community of faith, to reflect on the Jewishness of Jesus and the humanity of Jesus, and possibly to reflect even on the mystery of the Incarnation. Pondering those things about Jesus which remind me that he was human, and those things which suggest to me that he did indeed have the divine in him. May God be with us as we take all these things and ponder them in our hearts.